Someone lets a whistle out. A girl like her, she just can't see what the fuss is all about. And she don't know she's beautiful. When she thinks she looks her worst, it's times like this she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed her mind.
She don't know she's.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country. Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking all about mountain songs and country music. Well, the mountain theme continues. Next up, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. Kind of another traditional tune that we're playing today. Another one that came from you, Drew. Tell us about it.
It's an old school song sang by an old school lady with an old school voice, High on the Mountain. It's not a Willie Nelson joint. That's not what it's about. This song was covered by Marty Stewart. I think Doc Watson did a version of it. I chose to go with the original. Ola wrote it because it's a mountain song, and her voice, to me, is the quintessential mountain woman voice. It is so rich, and it has that high lonesome sound that Hank Williams made famous, but was created in the foothills of the Appalachians. When people can perfect the high lonesome sound, you can almost tell that they felt the sadness. It's almost like, and this probably isn't true, but you feel like there's no way they could sound like that if they hadn't been heartbroken about 19 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a good example of mountain music that is often, I think, more country than bluegrass. In the sense that it's more of the country, more authentic to the country than what bluegrass became. Like bluegrass was almost like the Nashvilleification of what singer songwriters like Ola Bell Reed were doing up in the mountains.
I think also that bluegrass, it was a musical tradition. We had standards and we're going to play them. And then this old boy here that we ain't never met, it's real good at the banjo. He's going to go off for about 3 minutes and we'll see if we can follow him. Whereas mountain music, yeah, it had a more country tradition because of the stories. The lyrics were a lot more important. I mean, even you pulled up her Wikipedia page, her story sounds like something out of a book. She's from Grassy Creek. She was the fourth of 13 children. She learned the clawhammer style banjo and sang old time songs with her whole family, only exclusively in the mountain region where they lived until she got older and traveled around. This is one of those stories of like you come up in the holler and at first they don't trust you, but if you can get in good with them, you'll find out later that they all sing like angels. Mm-hmm. And daddy makes the best moonshine this side of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. That's country music where I'm from. That's mountain music.
All right. Up next, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. The next song I think is a great example of new songs, new artists singing very traditional or in a very traditional way, either covering old traditional songs or doing new songs in old ways. The band is called Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. Do you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, the front woman for Hooray for the Riff Raff is a New Orleans musician, and I love New Orleans, love that musical history there. And like many New Orleans musicians, she's worldly. She plays all different styles. If you go listen to her albums, it's not all traditional or country, but this song, I mean, it sounds like Blue Rock Candy Mountain from the top of the hour, but with a very modern twist, as you said. And I think that's a lot of what this show is trying to be about. And I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains, so also I'm just a homer, you know. And she says, my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain. Whoo, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that if you were to see it live or to listen to it, you might not know where to place it.
You wouldn't, because her voice and her style is so different. Like, if you're a musicologist or just a big music fan, you might immediately recognize that tune as being from the sort of American traditional music landscape. When she starts singing, you're like, well, that's not really where we are anymore, or we're in a different part of it anyway. But that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we share music, so people can do new stuff with it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a throwback and, you know, honoring, I guess, in a way, the traditions while adding a little bit of newness to it. So we'll play it now. The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. I love this next song because it pulls together so many great traditions in country music. You got religious imagery, you have the mountain as heaven, and it's from an artist, Vince Gill, that I think if you were listening to country music in the 80s and 90s, you were definitely listening to some Vince Gill.
Yeah, I don't know if he got extra money for every time this was played at a funeral, but if he did, he made a killing in the 90s because every great aunt and uncle of mine who died, somebody played or sung this at a funeral. Vince Gill is a country music artist who not just dabbled, had so much crossover in the gospel world because he grew up singing in church, and that voice is angelic. I mean, that is probably the most angelic male voice in country music, and this is such an emotional song, and it's powerful. It really is. Even if you're not particularly religious or those kinds of things make you uncomfortable, you can't really deny the power of Vince Gill singing to this loved one, hey, your time here is done. You've earned your rest. Go get it.
And I don't know that I've ever heard this song in church. you know, I grew up going to church. We didn't have as probably as good as music as you did in East Tennessee. Is this a song you heard in church? Because
there were other Vince Gill songs I heard in church is what I was getting at. He had gospel records. I don't think I ever heard this in church other than at a...
That's what I think is so interesting, though, is that it played on secular stations.
Right.
Oftentimes, if it's too gospel for country, it will get on the gospel channel. But this was a kind of a gospel song that you heard on the country stations. And I think Vince Gill, Alan Jackson also, there's a bunch of them.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that really were able to pull in that gospel successfully in a way that I think still allowed them to be country but gospel.
Yeah, I mean, country music radio's never shied away from Christianity. But the style of music, which is more what you're referencing, you got to be top of the top to cross over with the gospel style.
Right. And that's something I think we take for granted. I mean, everybody sort of says, I grew up playing in church. But it is really fascinating how many artists, especially country artists, grew up playing in church. I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I wasn't very good, but I played in church.
Yeah, country artists, R&B artists, pop singers. I mean, I think that's a big part of the American tradition, not just country music. I think it's because music is such an integral part of worshiping and community.
All right, here is Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
Love.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Vince Gill, Colter Wall, and Flatland Cavalry, and also some songs about the Smoky Mountains. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear. Oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Second gear, sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. And she likes it when I find a road that's dark and pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights. Keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. In her ear, oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs and throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry. Doing what she likes. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear. Oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes. She's country.
country. Hell raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, thick southern drawl, sexy swinging wall. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From a song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country. Show 'em how a country girl does it one time now.
This is the brand new St. Croix Country on 95.7 FM. 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. To the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. It was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin. Pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems. We'd all be friends, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin. Wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back.
thanks for calling. It's good to know somebody cares. Yeah, she's gone, but I don't feel like talking. Might be just too much to bear to hear somebody say it's time certain, or to hear somebody say she ain't worth it. 'Cause you don't know like I do, you never understand. And you don't know we've been through, your that girl's my best friend. And there's no way you're gonna help me, she's the only one who can. No, you don't know how much I got to lose, you don't know. A death inside the family. It's like she stole my way to breathe. So don't try to tell me I'll stop her. And don't try to tell me she ain't worth it. You don't know like I do, you never understand. And you don't know that girl's my best friend. And there's no way you're gonna help me, she's the only one who cares. No, you don't know how much I got to lose, you don't know like I do.
Legends from St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while. Laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. No problems.
Coffee lovers rejoice. Dunn Brothers Coffee in New Richmond is not just about great coffee, it's a culinary adventure. Start your day right with an aromatic brew and explore beyond the cup. There's so many fresh-to-order delights too, from creamy avocado toast to mouth-watering sandwiches, non-pizzas, and wraps that redefine deliciousness. Make your coffee break a feast at Dunn Brothers Coffee, where exceptional coffee meets culinary perfection. Dunn Brothers Coffee in New Richmond. Sip, savor, and delight in every bite.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking about mountain songs and country music. All right, Drew, do you want to do Rocky Top next? I know you've been waiting for Rocky Top.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting on Rocky Top my whole life because we play it when we score touchdowns at the University of Tennessee. So I'm constantly wanting it to be played for that reason in celebration. I would say, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that this is objectively true. This is the best and most famous fight song in college football. Every single college and university in America that I know of has a fight song that is their own. I went to a D3 football school, and we had a fight song. Everybody's got a fight song.
I went to Bible college. We had a fight song.
I don't know any other school's fight songs. I didn't even go to the University of Tennessee, and I know there's fight song. Well, okay, well, you grew up, you're a fan. Did you know it was the University of Tennessee's fight song? Rocky Top?
No, absolutely not.
You did not know that?
Well, no,
you're lying. You're lying through your teeth.
I know it because the people from Tennessee told me it was, but like...
But who else is doing that?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I, of course, know
You've
the song.
You've seen Peyton Manning leading the band on ESPN. Every time they show Peyton Manning, they call back to that.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't know it was the fight song. But as soon as I knew that Rocky Top was a song, I knew that it was the fight song.
Right. You're saying that didn't happen when you were like 10. It happened when you were, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's funny. It's a fight song, and it's about to make me fight you. So maybe we should just play it.
Yeah, and I had to look up who actually made Rocky Top famous. So many different artists have covered Rocky Top. So which one sticks out to you the most?
Well, the Lynn Anderson version is the one that got made popular where I grew up and was the one I would hear, you know, on the radio before the game. I don't know if she was the first lady to record it, but I know the Osborne Brothers wrote it, but Lynn Anderson is the famous one.
All right, so we will play Rocky Top as performed by Lynn Anderson.
Half bear, the other half cat. Greatest lyric in the history of fight songs.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on a rocky top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a man on a rocky top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, and I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'd always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed on Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top, I reckon they never will. Corn won't grow at all on Rocky Top, the dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'd always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top,
All right. Well, we have been covering a lot of traditional songs on this show, or traditional artists, I should say. The next one is a song that I really love, Coulter Wall. I'm a huge fan of Coulter Wall. Part of the reason why I love Coulter Wall so much is because he's from Canada. And, you know, shout out to Canadian country, because frankly, there's a ton of really great Canadian country artists that are out right now with a real throwback sound, Coulter Wall being one of them. But he's from Saskatchewan, which I found out how to pronounce Saskatchewan driving through the middle of Canada for 100 hours in a row and listening to the radio. And I grew up in the Northern Plains in South Dakota. And so I always felt, you know, Texas has a strong repping in country music, but not a lot of Northern Plains songs in country. And I've always felt like that was missing. Coulter Wall's from Canada, but where he's from and where I'm from look very similar. And I think that a lot of his songs, they're a little bit of the more old cowboy song, but it's a little bit more ranching cowboy, Montana, Great Plains. I know he's done some collaboration with Tyler Childers on Appalachian songs, but I just love his music. Is Coulter Wall somebody that you listen to?
Yeah, the first album I think that he put out, the first one I heard of was Imaginary Appalachia. Honestly, that's my favorite song of his. Probably not a coincidence with what he was going for there in terms of style, singing songs in the style of where I'm from. That voice is undeniable. Canada, Saskatchewan, Namibia, it don't matter. If you've got that deep of a voice, but that smooth, you can sing country music.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. All right, the next song we're going to play is Rocky Mountain Rangers by Coulter Wall.
Outfit was I for the Scarlet Bounties, Stanley to town, he's drunker down and loud. I know some boys that I once called family, mounted high in the year of 85. Major Stewart went down and he left his couch back in Fort McLeod when the news circled round that the Métis had enough and there's rustlers on the prowl and send a boy and needs his boys to straighten her out. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year 85. Cypress Hills, we drank up our fill and the hour was still when a Winchester shot like the ringing of a bell. Some boys at Gable do monsters shooting us to hell, so let's raise up your six gun lest we be undone. Make some fur slack them reins, let your ponies run, run. How I survived I may never understand, son. Woolly times in the year of 85. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the western cavalry, there none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year of 85, disbanded in the year of 85.
All right, we got another song here now. When I was thinking about mountain songs or country songs about mountains, one of the first ones that came to me was a song called Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry. The lead singer is Clito Cordero. That's a band I'm sure you're familiar with, Drew.
Vaguely. They're on the perimeters of my listenership. I need to dive more into them. I enjoy the song when you sent it. I have to ask, and I don't know if this is offensive or not, but Clito Cordero, is that a Hispanic name?
Yeah.
Is Clito Hispanic for Cletus? Because that's amazing. That is so awesome.
Hey, man, country's universal.
Exactly.
I'm not sure. I do know that Clito's from Texas, and I do know that his sound, I think, is a very authentic sound. And Flatland Cavalry has a cover that you can find online pretty easily of Whiskey Lullaby, where he's singing with his partner, Caitlin Butts. And it's, I think it's one of the best covers of Whiskey Lullaby that I've ever heard. But I personally love the name Flatland Cavalry because, you know, I grew up on the plains and the best representation we get is from Texas, which is, I think, no coincidence that they're from Texas. But it's funny to me that the band is called Flatland Cavalry and the song is Mountain Song. So maybe there's a connection there that, like, if he was growing up or living in the mountains, you know, it'd be like fish in the water. But like me coming from the flatlands, it really was kind of amazing to see the mountains for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, even coming from the mountains, and, you know, I loathe to admit this, but the first time I saw the Rockies, like, I think I stopped breathing for a few seconds. You know, and I say I'm loathe to admit it because we have some weird, like, regional rivalry, as if it's a rivalry.
It's not a rivalry.
Yeah, that's like a Division II basketball team being like, man, I got to admit, the Lakers are pretty good.
Yeah, and, you know, this song's a little bit more folky, a little bit more Americana, but I do feel like, to me, it's legitimate country in the sense that it's coming from a clear connection to, you know, what's been done in the past, but there's, you know, some new takes on it.
Well, it's kind of like Sturgill Simpson's great quote, if you're from Texas, it's probably true for you, too. It's probably true for Cleto. Sturgill somewhat infamously said, every time I open my mouth to sing, it's country music. I can't help it, even if I don't want it to be.
Absolutely. Well, here is Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry.
1, 2, 3. Mountain, mountain, it's good to see your face. Mighty wander high above the plains. Mountain, mountain, could I take your place? River, river, take me away. Wash me clean, keep my sins at bay. River, river, take me away. Neon perfume blowing in the wind. Time ain't a thing here. Luck is my best friend. Carrying with me everything I own and who I am. Pray to God I see your face again. Pray to God I see your face again.
Thank you.
We still have a few songs ahead of us. These are classic songs about the Smoky Mountains, so you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's theme is mountains, so we're talking about all of our favorite mountain songs in country music. Smoky Mountain Rain by Ronnie Millsap is, I think, a song that maybe many people have forgotten, which is a perfect song for us here at the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Drew, talk a little bit about why you picked it.
Well, first of all, Ronnie Millsap's perfect for our theme is such a great country music artist, but isn't as prevalent when we're looking back as some of the people, and we've talked about this on the show before. You know, he wasn't as famous as Garth Brooks or even maybe as famous as Keith Whitley, who he did some songs with. I chose this song, you know, you were talking about the Midwest not getting a lot of shout outs. This is a song that is the reverse for me. It opens with him thumbing it back from L.A. to Knoxville, which I live in L.A. now, and I'm always homesick for East Tennessee. I have a home in Knoxville. So right out of the gate, I'm connecting with the shout-outs. It's a beautiful heartbreak song. It's about a woman that you can't find. She's lost out there in the Smoky Mountain rain. There's a reference to Gatlinburg. How many country music songs have a reference to Gatlinburg that's at all positive? If people don't know, Gatlinburg is where Dollywood is, and it's become a sort of a little bit of an eyesore there on the mountain. It's a beautiful part of East Tennessee, but then there's like all these pancake houses and putt-putt golf centers and go-kart areas. So there's not a lot of positive references to Gatlinburg anymore, but here is one. So it just reminds me of home, and it's a beautiful song.
All right. Here's Smoky Mountain Rain by Ronnie Millsap.
Thumb my way from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Smoky Mountain rain,
Smoky
keeps
Mountain
on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain rain,
Smoky
I'll keep
Mountain
on searching.
Rain.
I can't go on hurting this way.
Down outside a cafe, he said that he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab, all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. I've got to find her. Can you make these big wheels burn? For letting go, a woman needs someone warm to hold. I feel the rain running down my face. I'll find her no matter what it takes. Smoky Mountain rain.
Drew, when you hear Smoky Mountains, what do you think?
I think of college. I went to college on one side of the Smokies in Maryville. There's a town next to Maryville called Towns End, and it's where the road stops. And if you keep going, you enter the Smoky Mountain National Park. I think about Cade's Cove, which was land that my family owned that they gave to the park, along with a bunch of other families, and the government gave them pennies on the dollar for what it was worth, and they moved to town in Knoxville, and now that land would be worth millions upon millions of dollars. A tale as old as time. I think of home, really.
I think actually the Smoky Mountain National Park is one of the most visited national parks in the entire United States.
I think Yellowstone's number one, and it's number two.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe they flip-flop. Maybe sometimes it is number one.
So for people that might not know, just the boundary of Smoky Mountains, how do the locals define it?
You mean like where does it start?
Yeah, like because for me, Smoky Mountains was Dolly Parton. It was sort of this mythical country. I knew it was Appalachia and it was connected to Tennessee. But if you ask me to point on a map and say, these are the Smoky Mountains, I'm not sure. I mean, I could do that with the Rocky Mountains. That's pretty easy. But like Smoky Mountains, it was always more of like a mythical place.
Well, yeah,
in the country song.
So Appalachian Mountains is the direct comparison to the Rocky Mountains.
Sure.
You can point out the Appalachians because it goes up most of the eastern seaboard, but the Smokies are particularly the part that's in East Tennessee, and it's kind of the crown jewel of that part of the state and where I'm from. And that story I just told about my family, I'm still quite proud of that, even though it's like annoying to think about the government taking my family's land and not paying them a fair amount for it. I'm proud that my family gave something up so the world could have the Smoky Mountains.
All right. Well, the next song is called Smoky Mountain Taxi by Adam Carroll. Talk a little bit about this song. It's actually one I don't know.
Adam Carroll is a red dirt Texas country music singer. This is a song about landing, I think, at the Asheville airport and needing to get a taxi. And just having a conversation with a country person, with a hillbilly. And Adam is one of those great songwriters that can just make the mundane seem profound and the profound seem every day. And I think he does both in this song.
All right, well, we'll take a listen. This is Smoky Mountain Taxi by Adam Carroll.
Well, I caught a taxi in the old Smoky Mountains. Had to get to the airport before 10 o'clock. Had to check out of my funky motel room, and the nearest bus station was a 10-mile walk. Well, the taxi cab pulled up, and the driver stepped out. She wore a pink shirt with black slacks and some cheap perfume. There were holes in her smile, and she talked kind of raspy, and she was shaped like the sister of old Earthquake Magoon. Well, the sunrise was hazy, and my suitcase was heavy, and she lit up a smoke while my shoulder blades sagged. She said, I'll take you as far as the Hickory Airport, but I ain't getting paid to carry your bags. Took a 2-hour taxi through North Carolina. I heard more bluegrass music than I wanted to hear. And the big lady driver, she had a tattoo of Jesus, said, let the Lord bless you. Keep you, my dear. Said, let the Lord bless you and keep you, my dear. Well, the cab smelled like menthols and the floorboard was dirty from styrofoam cups and old cigarettes. She said, I hope that my daughter doesn't pick up my habits. She's just 9 years old. She's way too young yet. Well, I looked out the window at the old Smoky Mountains while she sang high harmonies with Charlie Monroe. And the air smelled like hickory mixed in with the menthols, and both sides of the highway were covered with snow. She said most of my